Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about an area tourist attraction that most of us are very familiar with, but it's gaining a lot of traction in a lot of different places. Lisa Riggs joins us this morning. Lisa is the manager at the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Getting a lot of traction, aren't you?
We are.
You always knew that was going to happen, though, didn't you?
Well, we've been blessed over the years with attention.
Well, you've gotten a nice award here recently from some folks at the Iowa Tourism Office. Can you talk a little bit about what that's about?
Every year, the tourism industry nominates people for Tourism Attraction of the Year. There's several other awards that they give out. But the Danish Windmill at the Iowa's Tourism Conference, which was held 2 weeks ago in Council Bluffs, the windmill received the Tourist Attraction of the Year for communities under 10,000. And, of course, the windmill is only, or Elkhorn is only 650. So we think that was a great award statewide to receive this award for the, being the outstanding Tourist Attraction of the Year for the state of Iowa.
Yeah, you're really competing with a lot of communities that are much larger than what you are.
That's right. That's right. We've had a special year that I think it helped to win the nomination. You know, we have had the two Danish documentaries that were called Denmark on the Prairie and Denmark on the Prairie Return to Elkhorn that aired on Danish TV. And it was like we became the newfound pet of Denmark. And because of it, we've received tons of Danish visitors. In fact, it's become the number one foreign traveler visitor to Iowa is Denmark.
Wow.
And it used to be Germany, so yay for the Danes.
Well, a lot of folks want to see this, and we've joked a number of times about that in visiting, especially with some of the interns that work at the museum and come here from Denmark, that they kind of laugh and say, well, you know, Elkhorn and Kimbolton are oftentimes more Danish than Denmark. So, you know, you really work hard to keep that identity.
We try to, and, you know, a lot of people think, you know, we try to be Danish, but we are Danish. We're still around 46% Danish blood, you might say. We have a lot of first, second, third, fourth generation Danish Americans. So we're getting a little filtered in there, but, you know, it's a way of life for us to eat the Danish meats and cheeses and eat food in there, but, you know, it's a way of life for us to eat the Danish meats and cheeses and eat frickered in there, but, you know, it's a way of life for us to eat the Danish meats and cheeses and eat frickered in there, but, you know, it's a way of life for us to eat the Danish meats and cheeses and eat frikadeller and the Easterpulse and, you know, and celebrate it. And because of the windmill and the Museum of Danish America, it helps for people to get in there, but, you know, it's a way of life for us to eat the Danish meats and cheeses and eat frikadeller and the Easterpulse and, you know, and celebrate it. And because of the windmill and the Museum of Danish America, it helps for people to keep it alive and also to be proud of what's in our community. So the young people are kind of, you might say, getting on the bandwagon. We're seeing a lot of young people that are moving back to the area. And what they need about the Danish villages, we actually have more job opportunities. We have more people driving into Elkhorn than driving out. So we don't call ourselves a bedroom community anymore. And I think it's when people see a community that has pride in themselves, it's a good place to raise a family. And I think it's something that we hope continues on.
One would assume that it's pretty easy, Lisa, to convince folks who have Danish heritage to buy into the entire, you know, the community identity. But when you say you have, you know, roughly maybe half or thereabouts of the population that doesn't really have any Danish heritage to them, but yet they still play along, I guess, for lack of a better term. You know, they enjoy what you're doing. They see the benefits. How do you get them to buy in?
Well, I think, too, it's, we try to make it fun, and we try to pass on leadership to the younger ones. It's something that we don't want to say, well, nobody's going to follow in our footsteps. You know, we have young person that's president of our Better Alcorn Club. We have a young person that is the chairman of our Tivoli Fest. And I think that's a key to it, too, is charity auction. We were able to raise $10,500 from the auction proceeds. To go help paying off the Windmills bank note at the bank. And that's important. People look at the Windmill as an icon of the community, and right now it's not turning. We have some major problems, and we need to raise some money to keep it turning. So, again, as if we can involve more people. Charity auction, we were able to raise $10,500 from the auction proceeds to go help paying off the Windmill's bank note at the bank. Charity auction, we were able to raise $10,500 from the auction proceeds. You know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. Yes, you know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. Yes, you know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. So it's fun to explore. It's very educational. You know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. You know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. So it's fun to explore. It's very educational. You know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. Yes, you know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. You know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. So it's fun to explore. It's very educational. But I do give a lot of credit to the billboards. They're a pain. They're hard to keep up. There's a lot of damage that happens to them. But that is. And also we are an Iowa Welcome Center. We're one of the, I think it's 8 private welcome centers that we have a contract with the state. Yes, you know, America's made up of land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. It's constantly, you know, we have to market. Social media has been great. Of course, KJN has been great. You know, it's just getting the word out there and also word of mouth. And again, we are blessed. You know, I don't like to call the Windmill just as one attraction. I look at the whole town and the Danish villages as one large attraction. We have, you know, food, entertainment. We have museums. We have shopping. We are able to have gas station. You're able to get food products. We no longer have a grocery store. That's one of the things we'd like to have someday. But if they see that and they come off the interstate and we can keep them longer, we also have a hotel. That helps our economy and helps the state's economy.
Absolutely. How many people visit the Windmill each year?
We're around 60,000, and because of also the documentary, our Danish travelers just the last quarter a year ago increased by 300%.
Wow.
So we're anxious to kind of, once we do the year-end tabulation of who our traveler is, I think Denmark's going to be on top of the list.
Well, that's a lot of economic impact locally.
Yes, yeah. They say for every dollar a tourist spends, you know, it rotates 9 times in your community.
Well, I know the tourism industry has been special to you. It's just been part of your life for a very long time, and I know you've been active not only locally but statewide. Why is that something maybe we should put more emphasis on?
Right now I'm the current president of the Iowa Travel Federation of Iowa, and that's something to make sure that Iowa, we're a revenue generator for the state of Iowa. We're not a taker, you know, we're a giver. And so for every dollar that the state spends in promoting the state of Iowa, $40 comes back into the state coffers. And to me, it's a no-brainer. It's common sense that if you promote Iowa as a, you know, as a place to come and visit, stay and play, maybe people will come and live here. And we do need high-tech jobs in the state of Iowa. So it's a full package deal. So we are constantly talking to the governor, the legislators, that they do need to invest more in tourism promotion. We are like number 46th in the nation what we spend on tourism promotion, and that's something not to be proud of.
Well, I know the amount of money that's going to be spent at the windmill and the shop there is going to go up dramatically here as we get closer to the holidays. Yule Fest just a few weeks away, the start of the Christmas season, getting ready to get into full gear. And I know a lot of folks look forward to seeing some of the new inventory that you have there, too.
Yeah, it's great. We're getting in Danish inventory all the time. We try to keep the Danish heritage alive through old world traditions. So when you come to the windmill, and again, our museum shop, the proceeds go to keep the mill going, which it's not going right now. So we need people to come and shop. We are having Yule Fest as our next big event, but the windmill is open 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year. Next year will be our 40th anniversary that the windmill came from Denmark.
Wow. Time disappears in a hurry.
Yeah.
Very good. I guess time churns on. We need to get the windmill churning on.
Right.
Very good.
One little point of interest, you know, those Danish butter cookies that you get in the blue tins, and I think Dollar General Atlantic has them, Target, they're always, and those are made in Nørresnede, Denmark, where the windmill came from. And that factory, its first flour they used came from our Danish windmill.
It's a small world.
Yes.
Getting smaller all the time.
Yes.
Very good. Well, great. Well, Lisa, again, thanks so much for your time here this morning. And congratulations again on the award. That's very special.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Yes, you know, America's made up of a land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. Yes, you know, America's made up of a land of different ethnic groups, and we're one of them. Yes, you know, America's made up of a land of different ethnic groups. And we're one of them. So it's fun to explore. It's very educational. But I do give a lot of credit to the billboards. They're a pain. They're hard to keep up. There's a lot of damage that happens to them. But that is. And also we are an Iowa Welcome Center. We're one of the, I think it's 8 private welcome centers that we have a contract with the state.